Dr. Gloves.
That is a partial print there. Oh, there's two more right here.
Three Madison police officers and four Latino middle schoolers sit at a picnic table outside a community center on the city's north side. The officers are Amigos en Azul, or Friends in Blue, and they're teaching the kids how to brush a piece of crime evidence for fingerprints.
There's one right there. It's actually a partial print there, too.
23 middle schoolers were recruited for this two-day workshop, one of four held this month thanks to a federal grant from the Department of Justice. Officer Zulma Franco is coordinating the project. She says cultural barriers and the recent heightened attention to illegal immigration has made it hard for Latinos and police officers to get along.
We felt that if we are able to give the information to the kids, of course they will then go give the information to their communities, parents, grandparents, neighbors, and that helps us kind of in a full circle come together and break down some of those barriers.
Teaching kids what police do and letting them try it out seems to be working for some of the kids. 13-year-old Nicole Kwamani says she might even consider becoming a cop when she grows up.
I mean, at first I actually thought like they were racist. I don't know, like I meant to be rude or anything. But now that I'm here, they are really nice.
The Youth Academy targets middle schoolers with the hope of building positive attitudes towards police before kids reach high school, where they're more vulnerable to being recruited by gangs. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.